The AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. We begin with new details about the suspect charged in the murder of four University of Idaho students.
Unsealed court documents indicate Brian Koberger's DNA was found on the leather covering of a knife recovered at the home where the four students were killed. The charges against him were read, as were the potential penalties.
The maximum penalty for this offense is death or imprisonment for life. Do you understand?
Yes. Prosecutors say they believe Koberger intended to commit murder when he entered the home, but they have not said a thing about a possible motive. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
What's the definition of insanity? What's happening on the House floor as lawmakers have voted nine times for House Speaker? How long will it go on? Tennessee Representative Tim Burchett.
We have families and people want to get home to them. I think that's kind of the appetite right now, but that could change. If they see a little light under the door, I think we'll stay. Either side will push to stay.
CBS's Deborah Alfaron with the impact of the stalled vote.
Nothing else can happen in the House until a speaker is elected, including swearing in new members of Congress. As a result, they may have difficulty providing assistance to their constituents who might need help with Social Security checks, passports, or veterans benefits.
A massive storm is pounding parts of California. KCBS reporter Mike DeWald.
Drive the rural back roads and you'll find remnants of where trees fell into power lines, caution tape stretching across the street, branches and debris strewn across the roadway.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is still in critical condition, but showing lots of improvement. Dr. Timothy Pritz at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine.
Last night he was able to emerge and follow commands and even ask who had won the game.
Meanwhile, the Bills held practice today for this weekend's game. The NFL has decided not to resume the game against the Bengals that was suspended when Hamlin collapsed. A change at the southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Effective immediately, citizens from Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, and Haiti who attempt to cross our border without authorization will be swiftly expelled to Mexico.
A son of Mexican drug lord El Chapo was arrested today. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Nicknamed the Mouse, El Chapo's son, Ovidio Guzman Lopez, is believed to be one of four sons running the Sinaloa cartel. He's said to have ordered the murders of informants, a rival drug trafficker, and a popular Mexican singer who refused to perform at his wedding.
Not a good day for the markets today. All in the red at the close. The Dow down 340 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance. MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Friday, January 6th. In Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Executive Committee will meet at 1 p.m. at the ADRC CW in Wausau. In Adams County, the Administrative and Finance Committee meeting scheduled for 9 a.m. has been canceled. A section of West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids will be closed starting January 6th at 7 a.m. Single-lane closures in the westbound and eastbound lanes of West Jackson Street between the expressway and the roundabout will take place while they are installing streetlights. There will also be shoulder closings between the roundabout and Jackson Street Bridge. The contractors are expected to complete the project by 4 p.m. on January 11th. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers. Tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 16. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 23.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, the Friday Eve edition. Dominic, the happier happy hour, it gets happier. Right now, we got a fine guest joining us live via phone. He is a former Republican congressman, former Republican presidential candidate in 2020, and most importantly, a talk radio guy like ourselves. He is Joe Walsh. Joe, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe.
Man, are you having fun?
We have been. We've been celebrating the misery of Kevin McCarthy for like 3 days straight, sir. It has been a hell of a news cycle, and it seemingly has no end, Joe. Is there an end game for Kevin McCarthy here?
Well, look, I think there is, and I think the end game will probably be come clear tonight. Look, I served with McCarthy. The reason I think McCarthy will still ultimately get it is because he's willing to give away anything and everything to get it. Bottom line, that's what Kevin McCarthy's always been. Nobody can trust him. He wants to be speaker. He'd sell anything to get it. And that's what he's doing right now.
Joe, how many times can one sell one's soul?
Right. Isn't there a point where there's nothing left to give away?
Well, he sold his soul to Trump, no doubt about that. So this is well beyond his soul. I mean, I think he's selling every inch of his body. I wouldn't be surprised if other Republicans in the conference drive away with his car tonight. He's probably selling suits of clothing. I don't mean to be funny. Kevin McCarthy, literally, this is all he's ever wanted to do. And so right now, he's giving people whatever they want to try to close this deal.
Now, Joe, when you came into Congress, you elected first, was it 2010 or 2012, sir?
The Tea Party wave of 2010.
And who was the speaker then? Was that the John Boehner, the heady days of John Boehner as the speaker?
Yeah, and we made life kind of miserable for Boehner.
Well, Boehner eventually
had to step aside, right? And he had to, what, anoint Paul Ryan his successor? And Ryan had even stated his intent to take the office. Boehner sort of drafted him. Joe, is it going to have to be a draft? Is Kevin McCarthy going to have to go draft his successor? And will he ever come to that realization publicly?
Well, you do make a really good point. This has been going on for a while, and I've been really public that us Tea Party guys kind of started this. You know, a lot of people right now are like breathlessly saying that what's going on this week is making America look bad. I think that's a bunch of BS. January 6th made America look bad. What's going on right now makes the Republican Party look bad. My former party is like fully radicalized and they're dysfunctional. And it started back with Tea Party folks like me. We made life hell for Boehner. Remember, Kevin McCarthy tried to be speaker in 2015-16, and they wouldn't support him, and Paul Ryan was the default. And now they're even more extreme. So nobody really knows how this is going to end.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Joel Walsh, who's a former congressman, former Republican candidate for president, joining us. Joe, pleasure to talk to you. You said your former party, the Republican Party, is your former party. Do you belong to a party now? And what was the reason for having the GOP become your former party?
I'm homeless. I'm politically homeless. I did something really crazy and stupid 2.5 years ago. I challenged Trump in a Republican primary. I challenged him because I just think Trump is like the most horrible human being in this country. I didn't succeed with that primary challenge. And when I ended that, I left the party because I'd been a Republican my whole life, but the party had become a cult, like an authoritarian embracing cult. So I left the party almost 3 years ago. But no, right now I think I'm like a lot of people. I'm just kind of independent. I don't have a team, Republican or Democrat. I'm still pretty conservative. And it's not easy because, guys, we live in a political world right now where it's a heck of a lot easier to belong to one of the teams or one of the tribes.
Well, Joe Walsh, when I caught up with you a little bit the other day, and my first impression of you is first and foremost, you're a radio guy. But I talked about the Foxy News panel that you and I both appeared on, and I teased that I made you stutter and made you defend the Trump tax cuts once upon a time. And what I would say is you were a quote-unquote a good, loyal Republican. What about his governance changed your opinion of the man? And another side note, Joe, subsequently both you and I have been blackballed from Fox News.
Yes, and for the record, I think when you and I were on that Fox panel a while back, I think you beat me up. I do think you beat me up pretty well, so kudos to you. Look, I have had to public, I've had to be naked on national TV for the last 5 years and publicly apologize for voting for Trump in 16. I did vote for him. The minute he got elected, I began to turn on him really quickly, and that wasn't easy because I was on a conservative talk radio show around the country, a couple hundred stations, but I said, I can't do this anymore because I literally believed in my bones, and I still do, that he's a genuine threat to our democracy. Now, the scary thing, guys, is the Republican Party has become his party. So it's no longer just Trump, man. It's like the whole party has embraced this Trumpism, which is absolute like disregard for the truth. And they've kind of given up on democracy. That's a real scary thing.
Joe, but if Donald Trump still holds sway over the party, why didn't his social media post to get all the, you know, the 20 Republicans to vote for his Kevin, that didn't go anywhere, man. It seems like Trump is not only losing ground, he's losing quickly.
I respectfully disagree with that. What's weird about me is, because I come from the Republican Party base, I still talk to these people every day. And generally, they're still with Trump. Trump's heart really isn't into Kevin McCarthy. I mean, he's endorsed him and he's made some phone calls for him. But the Republicans I'm talking to in Congress have told me privately he's not really going out of his way to really sing McCarthy's praises. And he can't, because most of his voters, the hardcore GOP base, they don't want McCarthy to be speaker. So Trump's got to tread this thing really carefully, which, you know, that's normally not what Trump does.
Joy, pardon me, I heard you reference the January 6th. And Kevin McCarthy initially, publicly, was very, you know, very strongly against having his life threatened, apparently, by protesters. But, Joe, what do you think the impact has been on the Republican base? You talk about these are your friends. You still hang out with these people. Joe, are people being impacted by the January 6th hearings, the final results, or even Trump's taxes? Do any of these have any impact on the base?
None! No, zero. Now, you know, for everybody outside of the Republican Party base, January 6th mattered. The January 6th committee mattered. Trump having classified top secret information down at Mar-a-Lago matters. Trump's taxes matter. But for the Republican Party base, they don't even hear about this stuff. They go on Hannity, they listen to Hannity every night or Tucker Carlson every night, and they are living in a completely different world. And that's why we're still in this weird place where if Trump's heart's into it, guys, and we don't know yet if his heart is really into running again, but if his heart is into it, I still think he's the favorite to get the nomination, but I don't think there's any way he could ever get elected again.
Joe, as one of the original Tea Partiers, and he swept into Congress during the Tea Party movement, I want to get your opinion. Now, you got an ex-president, the only president in modern times who didn't release his taxes. When it finally comes out through a committee, it shows that he paid at some point zero and sometimes $750 in taxes. I mean, for people who think they're taxed enough already, you see a billionaire pay zero. What do you think about that?
But, you know, I've always said if I were a billionaire, if I were only a multimillionaire, and I wasn't, I was the poorest member of Congress. Look, if I were a billionaire, I'd hire attorneys and lawyers and accountants to find every legal way, every freaking loophole there is to minimize my tax liability. So legally, I don't have a problem with what Trump did. I don't have a problem with what wealthy people do. The problem is there shouldn't be all that complication and loopholes and deductions that wealthy people can use that you and I can't. So we got to simplify the tax code. I think that's ultimately the answer. Like, if you want rich people paying more, then get rid of all this crap in our tax code.
No, I mean that makes sense. So I think a lot of people could get behind something like that, so long as, you know, see what the impact is on revenues. But if Donald Trump is using, you know, false LLCs and creating false expenses, I mean it goes beyond that. It's engaging in tax fraud. If that's the case, is it not?
Bingo. Bingo. And I said I would do everything I could do legally to minimize my liability. Clearly, Trump went beyond that. Let's be real. We all know it. Donald Trump is a criminal. He's a crook. He's been this way his whole life. I mean, in 2016, we put a criminal in the White House, and look at what he's done since. So, yes. That kind of thing should be gone after. Trump should be indicted for a number of things, period.
Joe Walsh, a fine guest, man. Just declare yourself a talker, Joe. It's got a lot of cachet. You're kind of a big deal. Joe, appreciate you joining us here on the Devil's Advocates. We'll catch up real soon, sir.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day,
7 days a week.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open for your take today. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the Metallica Misery, that was actually a dedication to Kevin McCarthy from, you know, one of our fine audience members that didn't stick around. Thank you, Joe Walsh, former congressman, former Republican presidential candidate in 2020. Didn't get a lot of press for his presidential run. But most importantly, he's a talker, man. A talk radio guy. And we have
and that
in common.
Qualifies you to do everything, man, no matter what it is.
Well, he's got his
talk radio, you are qualified, period.
To his credit, the man does have his master's degree, like you. I think you're both overqualified to do talk radio. I mean, I'm sitting over here with 118 credits and barely hanging on with a mass comm degree from UWL, dude.
You and Mike Pence, man.
Does Pence have a degree from a higher institution like lacrosse?
I don't know, but he was a radio guy.
Yes, he was. So many of us, we travel so far in this world. 844-967-2789. The Happier Happy Hour. And we're doing a little exercise, and you can continue to play along if you choose by picking tunes to celebrate this 3-day and counting misery of Kevin McCarthy. He's now lost 10 votes, right? He's 0-10. It's official. Historic loser, Kevin McCarthy. And our buddy Bill Press, recent guest, said he's never going to be the speaker. Never, ever, never, ever, never. And so far, Bill Press is looking like a genius. It's not hard to be the smartest guy in the room around here. Consider the company, if you will. Dom, back to my buddy Joe Walsh for just a minute. You know, what's that old saying? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Did you see what the Stop the Steal guy was saying about Marjorie Taylor Greene, your three-toed
Ali Alexander? Yeah. I mean, you know it's bad when the righties are starting to beat up on each other, but again, this is to be expected.
Well, here is specifically, and I don't take any credit for the misogyny contained here, but if you're going to pick on someone, MTG is just as good at target as anyone, but these are his words. I'll read them to you and then maybe back to the phones at 844-967-2789. Political comments and requests going out to Kevin McCarthy accepted here. The right-wing agitator stepped up, talking about Ali Alexander. The right-wing agitator stepped up his attacks on the Georgia Republican, talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, whose support for Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker opened a rift, I tell you, with Rep. Lauren Boebert. What a brain trust this'll make. With an apparent blackmail threat, a string of misogynist slurs reported Right Wing Watch. I'm going to share some of them with you. I will not suffer this harlot, Alexander said on his Telegram page. How you know he's a misogynist is he's got a Telegram page. I will not be taught.
He uses the word harlot.
I will not be taught vows and loyalty, commitment from a whore. Called her a whore, Dom. You have got me mistaken for some damn fool. And a fool, Ali Alexander, has never been called.
Oh, the third person comment. Wait, how very Trumpy of you, Alexander.
And he sort of writes in reverse text, you know what I mean? Like, predicate coming after the fact. Maybe it's just
right, like Yoda.
Alexander, who faces his own legal troubles over his role in planning the rally that preceded the January 6th insurrection, did not provide any details about the crime. He's accusing her of a crime, Dom, the Green allegedly committed, but he said it occurred in Georgia and could result in her expulsion from Congress.
Ooh.
We'll have to get back
Sounds
to
like
that.
The pillow guy coming out with his proof, or, you know, Donald Trump coming out with the new alternative to Obamacare coming out in 2 weeks.
Again, this is Ali Alexander's words, not Crudy's. In the coming days, I'm going to reveal that Marjorie Taylor Greene, in my summation and the summation of lawyers, committed a crime. That crime is going to be handed to the state of Georgia, and the state of Georgia will decide whether they adjudicate that crime or not. The House Ethics Committee and House Rules Committee must expel Marjorie Taylor Greene when this evidence comes to light. Now, that still presumes that we're going to have a speaker and an active Congress, but let's set aside that point for just a minute longer, Dom. He goes on, again, I believe this is on his Telegram post, to say, ho, go home. Again, talking about sitting Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't hold her in high esteem, but I would not describe her as a ho, but he does. Ho, go home. I'm done with you, he added. You are lukewarm. I am spitting you out of my mouth. You played me and no more. I think the you played me is the most important operative sentence here, right? You played me. So she burned this guy in some way. Everyone will know about your drunken night because the consultants who have drunk with you will have to choose whether they fear me or whether they fear you. And they fear me, Marge. They fear me a lot more than they fear you. What was the drunken night all about?
Wow.
And why would you Ali like...
Alexander, what gives you such bravado? The consultants fear you? Really, dude?
Here's what gives him such bravado. Probably a working agreement with the Department of Justice to turn state's evidence. Why do they fear him? Because he's the one turning state's evidence of crimes. He's the one that is making summations of the evidence of particular crimes. He'd like to be investigated in Georgia and elsewhere to keep his skinny ass out of prison.
And a drunken night because he got burned? I mean, I'm not sure the DOJ's really concerned about that. He's references a drunken night here, man. I mean, wow. What a piece of work.
State crimes worthy of expulsion from the U.S. House predicated on one drunken night in Georgia, Dom.
The devil went down to Georgia. I mean, this is a guy who helped organize the Stop the Steal, right? So I'm not sure I'd believe anything that comes out of his mouth.
Well, Dominic, I would not believe that Marjorie Taylor Greene would sell her soul to the devil, but I think he got a couple of her toes.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Come back with us, 844-967-2789. That's terrible.
I cracked me up.
I'm scared, Daddy. I'm scared to even wet my pants.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Light the lamp.
All the way down.
touchdown, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's to Wisconsin winter traditions, celebrated year after year.
Okay, check this out.
To lighting up a frosty night with fireworks at Fish Creek Winterfest. Here's to cheering 8,000 skiers across the finish line at the American Berkey Biner in Hayward. And to snow sculpting magic at Winterfest in Lake Geneva. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 6th through the 8th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to Bucky's Locker Room to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Mail theft is a growing problem in Wisconsin and across the country. Last week, Wauwatosa police found bags of stolen mail inside a vehicle that crashed during a police chase. WISN News spoke with the national president of the Postal Police Officers Union, Frank Albergo, who says mail theft is spreading like wildfire and the Postal Inspection Service isn't doing much to fight it. Thieves get a hold of stolen letter carrier master keys, which can be used to open any box in the zip code, including inside apartment buildings. Thieves are especially looking for checks, which are sold online or washed, to commit bank fraud. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging residents to test their homes and buildings for radon. Exposure to radon gas is the second leading cause of lung cancer. It causes more lung cancer among non-smokers than secondhand tobacco smoke. Over 900 people die in Wisconsin each year from lung cancer due to radon exposure. Easy-to-use test kits are widely available. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers. Tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 16. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 23. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 7 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Oh, of course.
Right. I appreciate that, man.
We will continue taking your dedications to Never Gonna Get It speaker Kevin McCarthy at 844-967-2789. Before we get to the calls, Tom had something.
Well, I just want to, we got a super cut that we lifted off of MSNBC. Evan, thank you for doing the hard work. And, you know, we're sitting here, we mock these Republicans, and it's justified. The mockery is absolutely justified. But it's not just us. This Fox News cut, Evan, going to need your help. I want to throw this out there.
Is this Hannity and Boebert going back and forth?
No, I did not see that. But this is just a quick rundown of what the Fox News commentators are saying about how the Republicans are failing in this effort.
Before we get there, I got to say, Hannity lit Boebert's ass up. Hannity suddenly finds reason, but play it for the people, Evan.
These 20 people are making the Republicans look like idiots.
House Republicans now are on the verge of becoming a total clown show if they're not careful.
Could we get a unanimous vote to go forward, or do we have to do a few rounds? Because without all three of us voting, to go, yes, we're not going to do the show. It's unbelievable what took place yesterday.
How ordinary American is sitting home and saying, what the heck is wrong with these people?
This is the worst game of chicken ever. It's like, if you said game of chicken, you have a car going at the other, and you wait. It's not even that. It's not even that. It's just bad.
This is an utter unmitigated disaster.
Disaster for the Republicans.
What? Just a simple disaster.
No, I'm disaster. Really enjoying it.
Bad. Clown show. This is what Fox is saying about the Republicans. And while we talk, the House is now gearing up for an 11th speaker vote.
You know, I, after hearing that Fox supercut, I should reconsider my getting blackballed and burning all bridges with Fox News. Do you think they'd have me back?
Pretty ask nicely and not swear. Do you want to go back, Rudy?
No, I was, you know, kidding, of course.
Oh, okay.
I'm very satisfied with my persona non grata relationship with Fox News. I just can't figure out why MSNBC's not calling. Why isn't Hollywood calling for the movie rights?
I guess they're too busy with Charlie Sykes, man. He's got better hair than you.
844-967-2789. And our earlier guest, Joe Walsh, he'll be on MSNBC or CNN this week. You watch. Rico from Rock County. What do you got for us, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, Radiohead Creep. That's the first song that came in my mind. But I'm a creep.
Yeah, great tune.
Kevin McCarthy,
hey,
is that creep they speak of in the song, is he not?
Yeah. Hey, am I still there?
Yeah, you're still here.
Man, you're on. You're on. Any political thoughts, Rico? We appreciate the long-distance dedication. What else you got?
No, let me. Hey, this is what else has I got. Hey, isn't there some kind of rule, guys, now? No taxation without representation. I want to speak to your lawyer buddy you guys had on the line here earlier this year. Hey, there's got to be at least a discount or a rebate going on somewhere here. We got.
I want a three-day prorated tax break.
No taxation without representation. That Kevin McCarthy, I'll tell you what, guys. The first thing he better do is get a hold of his doctor. I mean, right away. As soon as this clown show is over, he's going to need to have them lips surgically scrubbed and sterilized, because anybody that's kissed that much ass by now is going to catch something. He's going to look like that girl in the Silkwood movie, you know? Remember when they're scrubbing the radiation off?
Scrubbing the Republican corruption and butt sweat.
Oh, thanks for that visual, Rico. We certainly appreciate it. A creep, Radiohead. Well done, sir. 844-967-2789. Jeff, you will be next from the east side. Welcome, Jeff. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey guys. I've been laughing. I was just got out of my workout at the Christian Club, and I could hardly get through. I was laughing. But I'll tell you, I thought Supertramp Dreamer would be a great song.
Nothing but a dreamer, Jeff.
Stupid little dreamer.
Fine work, E-Bone, on the phones and long-distance dedications going out to Kevin McCarthy today. You got any other political thoughts, Jeff?
Oh, I think it's what they're doing. It's not even a clown. It's giving a bad. Even clowns aren't that bad. I mean, it's more like a crap show. I mean, I would use a different expletive, but it's just, I'm just sitting back and enjoying it, watching it on TV and listening to it on there. I just listen to the whole thing go down. It's scary that our government's this dysfunctional. It's really scary.
Well, Jeff, our government's not dysfunctional. Let's clarify. The Republican Party is dysfunctional. I mean, look at the Democrats. I've been proud of the Democrats. They sit there like they were prepared to govern.
Okay.
They got 212 votes. They got, you know, the president's out there on the campaign stump right now with Mitch McConnell celebrating bipartisan action. And then you got the Republicans, by contrast, shooting themselves in the head on TV for the 11th consecutive time.
Agreed.
It ain't both sides doing it, Jeff. You know what I'm saying, man? I think this will be disastrous for Republicans in the midterms. I mean, really. And I don't just mean on a presidential level. That might actually somehow exempt from this. But when you look at who do you want in charge? You know, they do the generic ballot. Democrats or Republicans, who do you want in charge of Congress? Who, other than those that completely stick their heads up their you-know-what and ignore the headlines of the day, can you ignore the news right now of what's happening in the Congress and the fact that Republicans are incapable of governing? And why would you ever hire them to govern anything ever, ever, never again? You just got hired. You can't even pick your leader and start the Congress.
844-967-2789. And it's just not, again, it's not, you know, left-wing talk radio talking trash to Republicans. Another quick headline here from the Raw story. Comparing Never Kevin Republicans to hostage takers is unfair. To hostage takers, says GOP lawmaker Don Bacon, a Republican from Nebraska, on CNN. He was asked by Tapper about a comparison made by former rep from Virginia, a Republican, in which he compared the Never Kevins to terrorists. And this is what Bacon said. I feel that way. This is a Republican. I feel that way about my fellow Republicans. We were talking about that today. Hostage takers at least have a goal and they have demands. We met those demands and still they can't get to yes. They refuse to get to yes. They've been offered everything but one demand that we've not gone to. So this is more like terrorism, and you're right. Hostage takers, man, that's rude. It's just unfair to hostage takers.
You realize their only goal is the chaos, is the fame. They're being lifted in the moment. It's like the Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema dynamic in the U.S. Senate. As soon as Sinema wasn't going to be the paramount vote, what'd you do? I'm an independent now. Give me the spotlight. I crave it. So many of these people, they've got no governing agenda. I mean, Matt Gaetz, give me a break. The fact the guy's not still under federal investigation for sex crimes is a shocking disgrace of the DOJ, to my opinion, because they never should have given his wingman the deal then. But above and beyond that, I mean, Lauren Boebert, she doesn't have a governing thing. She barely won, dude. She barely won. She should be sitting on the back bench and keeping her mouth shut for a couple months, because her voters almost threw her ass out, and she's in a plus-8 district. Plus-8 Republican district. And she won by 200 votes. Shut up! Of course, as soon as this resolves, and inevitably some resolution will come to pass, and when that happens, they're just back to being backbench marginalized Republicans with no governing
unless
agenda.
They're on a committee, unless they get, you know, it depends on what deal is struck. I mean, that's the whole point. And they recognize the leverage. They know this. Do you think they're actually looking for a solution?
No.
I mean, Matt Gaetz is not looking for a solution. His solution is not Kevin. That's my solution.
The problem is their solution. They've created the problem. Everyone looks at them. They're being intransigent, and they're getting all the headlines. And as soon as that fades from them, they've lost. But there's no actual agenda here other than we hate Kevin. Look at us. Mama, I'm on TV. 844-967-2789. Far more important to be on the radio with us. Like, who's your Bob? How you doing, Bob? Welcome back.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Okay, I've got one for Bad CJ.
Oh, now we're playing tunes for bad CJ, not good CJ, who was on the show earlier.
Right.
But 2022's douchebag of the year, CJ, the bad CJ. What song do you dedicate to CJ?
Yeah, by the way, I did not mean to besmirch good CJ's name.
CJ besmirched CJ's name. All CJs have forevermore been besmirched.
Oh, true that. True that. Okay, for bad CJ, from 1939, if I only had a brain from the Wizard of Oz.
I would dance and be merry. Life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Well done, Bob.
Love it.
Any political thoughts, sir?
Oh, I think that said it. Like I said about the Republicans. Even Republicans don't trust Republicans. Why are you people even thinking of this?
Bob, appreciate that thought. I think it's been sort of a common thought of late. Republicans can't even trust their own party. Why would you? 844-967-2789. Joey from Chicago, perhaps listening on WCPT or maybe the app or maybe the Beast of the East, 540 AM. Welcome, Joey. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joey.
Hi, guys. Hey, guys. I just wanted to say a good song for Kevin McCarthy right now would probably be by Sheb Woolley, the purple-eyed people monster.
It was a one-eyed, one-eyed, purple people.
And why this selection for Kevin McCarthy? I don't see the relevance. Give me the analogy. Make it dumb it down for me and Dom, of course.
That people are afraid of a man who is a complete total idiot. They seem to not want to do anything to do with him. And I imagine that if we came across a monster, we wouldn't want anything to do with him either.
Joy, I suspect you're right, although Dom is a pretty embracing guy.
I love the love, man.
And our college roommate, Joe, if she was pretty, Joe would try to sleep with that purple people eater.
I'm not even sure that was a requirement, but thanks for the call, Joey. We certainly appreciate your input. Jake from Eureka, you'll be last on this segment. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. You know, the main difference between hostage takers and conservative politicians these days is at least hostage takers generally have some sort of idea what their objective is. I mean, what are these Republicans doing? Do they have any idea themselves? And I'd say as far as song dedications to Mr. Kevin McCarthy, I think Hit the Road, Jack by Ray Charles is the perfect thing to
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Jake, any other political thoughts as we wrap up this segment and head towards the...
I think this may be the first time, I've ever agreed with Lauren Boebert on anything. McCarthy needs to go. Get lost, dude. No more votes. Just go away, McCarthy.
Well said, Jake. Well said. If only he were smart enough to take that advice and listen to the
devil's advocates. I mean, what kind of a position you got to be where you're actually considering taking advice from Lauren Boebert, man? I mean, I'm not sure that's ever a space I want to be in.
Well, when we come back, Dom, Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to chastise the non-Kevin supportive. Stand by her man. Come back. More devil's advocates. Last segment, 844-967.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I didn't think I'd be saying this of the often divorced Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, I guess maybe just once divorced. Recently divorced.
I'm not clear on her marital status.
Well, there were, please go ahead. If you read the tabloids religiously, like I choose to, you know.
Yeah.
There have been some cheating allegations against Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Adults having consensual sex. That's something to really write home about.
Well, that's not really what I'm pricking her on in this particular case, Dom. Marjorie Taylor Greene stands by her man, Kevin McCarthy, and calls out fellow Republicans for being unreasonable.
Oh, the Republican Party's in disarray!
We'll get to you folks, all you fine and patient callers on the phones at 844-967-2789. But indulge me for just a moment. From the Roar story, Dom, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, if you were unaware, Dom, who rose to infamy by promoting conspiracy theories about school shootings being faked and about the Rothschild family funding Jewish space lasers, accused some of her fellow Republicans of being unreasonable on Thursday.
She would know.
In an interview with CNN's Manu Raju, Greene took aim at fellow MAGA Rep. Lauren Boebert. Pew-pew! Boebert for refusing to support Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, no matter how many concessions he offered her. Here's the quote. I'm not sure how Lauren Boebert, on one hand, can demand so much out of Kevin McCarthy, but then demand nothing out of someone else and be willing to vote for them to be Speaker, Greene argued. That's not serious. I don't think that's leadership, and I really see it more as obstruction than progress. Isn't that like your party motto? Over on the House side, aren't they like obstruction?
Yes, yes. They're literally getting a taste of their own medicine. I mean, this is exactly what they deserve.
Dominic, although Greene in the past has had a reputation as the ultimate anti-establishment three-toed candidate, she agreed to back McCarthy on the grounds that more moderate Republican members would eventually join up with Democrats to back a consensus candidate if McCarthy's bid for the speakership is blocked. So, God forbid they pick a moderate, Dom. She's standing by her man. In this case, the man's Kevin McCarthy.
Well, in some of the interviews I've seen with Marjorie Taylor Greene, she was lamenting the fact that, you know, she didn't get anything. You know, all these other people are getting things from her, the negotiations with Kevin McCarthy. She didn't get
That's
anything.
That's not true.
Whose fault is that if you didn't?
I hear she's getting back on committees. And under the Democrats, she couldn't even serve on a committee, Dom. She'd been stripped of her committees, right? 844-967-2789. Oh, Betsy, how you doing, sister?
Hey, Betsy.
Are we going to do it sing-along style, Betsy?
Sure. What do you want to say?
Well, I don't know. I understand you got a tune, a long distance dedication going out to Kevin McCarthy. What tune did you pick? I'll sing if I know the words, Betsy.
Okay. Ludacris, move, bitch. Get out of the way.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way.
I only sing to the radio version, Betsy. I apologize.
Yeah. Well, I apologize if it's not a nice word, but, you know, it is what it is. Oh,
if the shoe fits, you know, Betsy.
Yeah. You know, you make politics fun. Thank you.
We do.
You know,
try.
Half the time of. Yeah. You really do. You guys are just awesome together. I'm so glad, you know, that you all came together, and then look what you've built, Curdy, and everything. So, man, just thank you for everything. Thank you for my sanity. Thank you for just fighting for Wisconsin, and, you know, even, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, she's very interesting now. I'm really coming to be intrigued by her.
Google, Betsy, do this. Do yourself a favor. Google Marjorie Taylor Greene and her toes. You'll be fascinated.
No, don't do it.
Do you remember Land of the Lost when we were kids? Terrible. At least when I was a kid, there was that Saturday morning show, Land of the Lost, and somehow they got in the lizard world. I never quite understood how. But I feel like the troglodytes or whatever they were called had like these sort of three-toed, hoofy-looking feet. And I feel like that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene looks like.
Well, she's got to be ugly somewhere. I mean,
well, ugly
certainly is inside, man.
Yeah, ugly goes to the bone, Betsy.
She's to the bone, yeah. She and Lauren Boebert. I mean, what is up with her? This is very curious.
I'm sorry, Betsy. So great to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That Boebert girl, she scares me a little, Dom. You know, if there's ever a shooting in the Congress, you know she's going to be involved.
Well, and I don't, you know, the bravado that even someone like Boebert has. I mean, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene won her election overwhelmingly, which is terrible and surprising, but okay. I guess if that's what you want, that's what you get, right? But Boebert didn't. I mean, she barely squeaked through, as you mentioned, on a +8 Republican district. So where is that coming from? Whom is she serving, Boebert? Nobody. It's her own. And I don't know if it's the social media thing of it now. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, we didn't have this ability for people to just put everything out there. Is it Fox News? I guess it's good that Sean Hannity pushed back on Boebert a bit. But, you know, if all they want to do is play these games so they can get on Fox News, if Fox News, you know, denies them that, then perhaps they're going to have to go to lower rated conservative, more fringe networks to get their fix. But this is the age of the trolls, man. It's not about getting anything done. It's, can you own the libs? Can you troll? Can you get some clicks? Can your Instagram page get some views? I mean, that's to me, that's the motivation for these folks. I can't believe that they'd be standing on any sort of ideological ground.
You know, if we want to get some clicks, Dom, these Marjorie Taylor feet photos, man. I'm telling you, people want to see that.
No, they don't.
It's like
a
train wreck, dude. It's like watching Kevin McCarthy try to win the speakership. You got to slow down and go by your cable news and go, what are we on? Vote 11?
Yes, the 11th ballot is occurring right now as we speak.
Well, that's like three more than Marjorie Taylor Greene has toes. CJ, give you last thoughts today, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Hey guys, how's it going? Let me just tell you that, you know, as you speak of Republicans, they're draining the swamp. And they're getting conditioned. And they're making changes because Nancy Pelosi has trashed the House.
Man, you are living in a different reality, dude. Turn on the cable news and you tell me what you see other than Marjorie Taylor's four toes. Thanks for listening, everyone. Raised in the Wisco, going out on the Shaw. The Empowered Caregivers here on WTTN. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.